Welcome into this week's edition of Film Room Friday. Yannick Ngakoue got his seventh sack of the season, tying Tony Brackens for the franchise rookie record. But what impressed me more has been his development versus the run, an area that he was viewed as being deficient in at the University of Maryland. Let's take a look. He's working against Pro Bowl left tackle Taylor Lewan. If you're going to go underneath, you have to quickly get vertical because you have the outside contained. And look at the indecision of DeMarco Murray putting on the brakes. And it forces him back to the inside, and the rest of the defense rallies for a big play versus the run. And as a Leo, you have to be a hybrid player, one that can rush, one that can drop in coverage. This is Delanie Walker, an excellent tight end, and Yannick follows him perfectly. And you can see where the ball placement is for Mariota. It's high and outside, because if it was thrown on target, Yannick would have had an opportunity to make a play on the ball. Good in coverage. And my favorite play of his during the game, working against fullback Jaystin Fowler. He takes him, stops him, but he's squeezing from the outside in. And look, once again, the indecision of DeMarco Murray. Now, I would like to have seen Yannick get off of this block and come back and make the play, but the initial part of it is excellent. Look at the number of Jaguar defenders that can do their job because he does his. And I had to show this play. Jalen Ramsey gets talked about on the defensive side of the ball so much, but he's blocking a gunner. And you can see that Peyton Thompson absorbs the gunner's blow. He goes to the ground and allows Jalen to find somebody else to block. And just like the way he plays defense, boom, a physical play, a block for his return man, Brian Walters. Love that guy. Ultra competitive on defense and the same way on special teams. Now the Indianapolis Colts this week. Andrew Luck has been struggling a little bit when it comes to turnovers. 8 interceptions in the last 7 games, and that trend continued against the Oakland Raiders. He had 2 interceptions, and they were costly. Let's take a look. And both of Andrew Luck's interceptions came when he was trying to find T.Y. Hilton. You can see right here, Andrew Luck has pressure. You can't make a long throw when pressure is in your face, and especially with the attention of the safety to help in coverage. Poor decision by Andrew Luck and a costly one in a game that meant a lot. And it didn't happen just once. It happened twice. Look at T.Y. Hilton going down the field. And look at Reggie Nelson. He's lying and waiting for that throw by Andrew Luck, who is unpressured on this one. And a poor decision again by Andrew Luck. He is an excellent quarterback, and if you can force him to make mistakes like this, you can win. And one of the greatest players in NFL history, Frank Gore, made a mistake in Oakland as well. Fumbled the ball, something he rarely does. And so for the Jaguars, if you can take the ball away against the Indianapolis Colts, you can close the season out strong against a division opponent. That means something.